shop and thank them for being a friend of CITR.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
There's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Be Your Radio. That was part one by Red Dragon Band, found on Disco Italia, a recent compilation devoted to essential Italo disco classics from 1977 to 1985. Italian disco acted as a bridge from the original 70s style to the Ibiza club scene of the 90s, mostly with its playful beats and light piano and guitar motifs. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We are on cable on the same frequency, too, and you can catch us online at www.citr.ca. So I'm not sure exactly what was happening before I showed up, but there is no more dead air at this point, at least until I triple up my words. Anyway, so the name of this show is Radio Free Gak, and I'm Gak, and I'll be here with you until 9 p.m. You can phone me here at 604-822-2487, and you can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. At around 8:30 p.m. or so, I'll focus on the soundtrack to the 2006 film Children of Men, including a spotlight on the composer of that film's score, John Tavener. Otherwise, we're going to stay fairly electronic for the next 85 minutes or so, starting off with another re-release from groundbreaking DJ Steinsky, who with Double D produced the first lessons in hip-hop for New York radio in the early 80s. The record label Illegal Arts has issued a two-disc compilation of his work, including some of his recent work for WFMU. From the compilation What Does It All Mean, a 1983 to 2006 retrospective, here is Steinsky with Swing Set, the 10 Beautiful Girls mix on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
This is a rough mix.
Left to gather dust. You might dig out that old 78.
That was Hercules and Love Affair, featuring the ethereal and androgynous vocals of Anthony Hegarty from Anthony and the Johnstons. That song is Raise Me Up, and you can find that on this year's self-titled debut from the Brooklyn Collective, headed by DJ Andy Butler. If you want to see him in town, Hercules and Love Affair will be spinning a DJ set with Pat Mahoney at Celebrities this Friday, which should be quite sublime. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Another great album that came out recently comes from this Australian duo. The Presets spent their time recording this album last year in Byron Bay and Berlin, along with a few other places during that European tour. From their new album, Apocalypso, here are the Presets with My People on Radio Free GAC.
Let me scream if you
Kavinsky with Wayfarer, the opening track from last year's 1986 EP. Kavinsky is the alias of French artist Vincent Bellorgi, and you can hear another of his songs on the most recent Grand Theft Auto game. He's also done some remix work for Mr. Wazo and Sebastian, and he's been a fellow termite of them as well, too. You're listening to Radio Free Gak on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Another song that Kavinsky has remixed is the Klaxon song Gravity's Rainbow. So did Soulwax, who included their version on their 2-CD compilation, Most of the Remixes, which covers the bulk of their remix work over the past few years. Their DJ alias is called Too Many DJs, and they'll be at Celebrities on August 1st, which will be a barn burner from the Belgian act since they do a lot of the original mashup work. So, anyways, here's the Soulwax remix of Klaxon's Gravity's Rainbow.
I'll always be back. Oh, yeah. I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
My name's Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
We'll be right back.
Serious Mo with The Boys Noize edit of Mein Menu Farad, found on the Disco Ding EP out through Boys Noize record label. Serious Mo is German artist Moritz Friedrich, and he released a Disco Ding last year. Anyways, hope you're not alone tonight on this dismal, well, it's sort of clearing up a little bit, but it's still not really the best of days out there. Anyways, so this is Radio Free Gak. I'm your host, Gak. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Here's a quick Canadian set here, starting off in Toronto with Thunder Heist. You can go to their website, which you just do a quick Google for, and they have a vote right now going on for the video for this next song. They have three finalists posted, which you can watch and then pick. However, what we're going to do is, and we're not going to play the original song right now, we're going to play the Nasty Nav and JFK remix of the song. And JFK refers not to John F. Kennedy, it refers to Jesse F. Kessler from Mastercraft. So here is Thunder Heist with Jerk It on CITR Vancouver.
Your body sweating, don't stop, gotta get it, break it down to your body sweating, don't stop, gotta get it, break it down to your body sweating, don't stop, gotta get it, break it down to your body sweating, don't stop, gotta get it, break it down to your body sweating, don't stop, gotta get it, break it down to your body sweating, don't stop, gotta get it, break it down to your body sweating, don't stop, gotta get it, break it down to your body sweating,
get down, get down, get down.
Get it, break it up to your body, sweating, everybody watching.
them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it, go.
Blood run.
Montreal, that was Ghislain Poirier with No More Blood. That's the Megasoid remix, which was released as a 7-inch through Ninja Tune, and that included some vocals from Face T. Up next on Radio Free Gak, from the After Party Babies album, released through Upper Class Records, here's Edmonton, Alberta's Cadence Weapon with Tattoos and What They Really Feel Like on CITR Vancouver.
So how much is this gonna run me, you know? Tattoos,
it doesn't so much hurt, but you can feel something. It varies from person to person. Don't fear it. You paid for this, and you wanted to be cool. You wanted a thing that lasts forever. When they trace around it, it doesn't really hurt. This explains why the outline's first. The pain only begins when they start shading in. When they talk thin line, I guess they didn't see me. Paramount stress, the artist played my genre. I don't think I'll let him work on me again. Am I supposed to be bleeding this much? Is it common for a youth alcoholic to have thin blood? But I got a thick skin, and I've had a couple flesh wounds. You aren't the first, and you won't be the last. I read all the facts in the stacks before this. Wait, what did you ask? Am I talking about something else? Well, I usually am. You just don't really know me that well. We're on a strictly customer-to-employee basis at this point. If I continue to get work from you, maybe I'll invite you into my personal life, where you'll hear more confusions over pints of beer. I'm looking at having unemotional sex with an average-looking stranger. Wouldn't you like to do that? Don't go and ask how I got my heart stolen. It's tainted love like Gloria Jones and Mark Bolan. It never would have worked. I keep my hammers on the one she keeps just locked with a smirk. Talk with a jerk, he said I was awkward, it shows. Cause I pull my shirt down and I tap with my toes. See, I rap within prose, but I don't really do it for my friends. Words were a means to an end. The other day, I tried to be the bigger man. I hear she's seen someone now. Shit, I guess I just figured that she had cold feet. And I kick sore ones, so let's put them together and help each other walk. I comment on relationships, mostly the poor ones. She doesn't call me, she doesn't really want to talk. I empty out glasses, I used to make passes. I think she only likes guys with glasses. What was that? Do I want to hear a different song? Well, I guess. I mean, I'm okay with this Quantum shit. I mean, they have a really good discography. They're a great label. Me, I'm just a really sensitive dude, you know? You shouldn't fault me for being too loose with my emotions. You probably get this sort of thing all the time, right? You're a cheaper shrink and you put something on me. I love the ones that hurt me like the Venus and Furs author. Hit me and I'll take the offer, I'll keep it close. I reap the pros with the cons that I know. They keep a heavy heart under the lines that they tow. I'm thinking about another piece. Reed has a friend that once gave me some shots. I could give him a shot. I'm looking for something that really, you know, says something. Like, I'd never date you, or maybe the Hyro logo. Before that tour, I wish you didn't decide to go home. I wish you'd wear me out like vinyl promos, Stephanie. I tried hard, I wish you wouldn't get the best of me. I think she left me with a bill like Bellamy, you're telling me. I hear a lot of things about me, but stick to what I've said to you in private. My roommate asked why you stopped coming by. You were clear when you told Eric. So it actually does hurt in the end. But I'm done writing songs about her, you know what I mean? Like, why would you obsess over a girl who doesn't like you? I mean, some people make careers over stuff like that, but not me. I'm a Pisces like Andre and Katina.
Why me?
Because everyone else is boring. And because you're different. You don't like me, Stephanie.
Why me?
Because everyone else is boring. And because you're different. You don't like me, Stephanie.
Was Crystal Castles. We were in town last week on the 6th. I forget where they were playing, but there was some part during Music Waste, although they weren't affiliated with them. So that was 1991, and you can find that on their self-titled album through Last Gang Records. Meanwhile, here are some concert listings for this week and beyond. Tomorrow, Black Angels will be at Richards on Richards, as well. Islands will be at the Plaza. On June 14th, Mutators, New Sensei, White Long, Sick Buildings, and a whole bunch of other bands will be at the Emergency Room. On the 18th, the Dandy Warhols will be playing an all-ages show at the Vogue. On June 20th, Shout, Out, 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 are at the Commodore. On the 25th, the RZA is at Richards on Richards. And on the 26th, the Constantines will be there too. And on the day after Canada Day, Jonathan Richmond will play there too. On July 10th, Eric's Trip returns with at the Plaza Club. On the 12th of July, Wolf Parade will be at the Commodore. On July 23rd, Emmylou Harris will be at the Orpheum. On July 24th, Girl Talk will be at the Commodore. And at the Commodore on the 26th, it's Les Savy Fave. On August 19th, Radiohead and Liars will be here at Thunderbird Stadium on UBC campus. On August 27th, GZA will be at Richards. August 28th looks to be a busy day, so you have to choose between The Walkman and Man Man at Richards on Richards, or Beck and Band of Horses at the Orpheum. On August 31st, it's Chick 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 with Handsome Furs at Richards on Richards. And just announced on August 31st and September 1st will be the Stanley Park Sing-a-Thing with Nico Case, Destroyer, Andrew Bird, Deerhoof, the Evaporators, and all that at the Malkin Ball, and that's all ages. So, in the background here, we have the late, great Earl Hagen with the theme from I Spy. The composer died last week at the age of 88, and you probably know him better for the whistling theme to the Andy Griffith Show, along with the jazz standard Harlem Nocturne.
Repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Oh! Oh, yes! Yeah, yeah!
You're listening to C.
Oh, yeah!
I.
Hi-ya!
T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only going to tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
This show is Radio Free Gek. My name is Gak, and tonight's soundtrack feature is on the 2006 film Children of Men, the stunning science fiction film directed by Alfonso Cuarón. Clive Owen, Michael Caine, and Julianne Moore starred in the dystopian movie which tackled a world fallen apart after 20 years of infertility, showing a world without children as being a world without hope. Let's start with two of the more modern, or I wouldn't say popular songs, because these are quite varying here. Anyways, these two songs appear on the soundtrack, along with a fantastic Jarvis Cocker song, Running the World, which I would play here, but there's a time issue along with some foul language there. Anyways, the soundtrack was released through Hippo Records, and we'll start off with Code 9. He's a dubstep artist who owns the Hyperdub label, and he's partnered here with the MC The Space Ape. So here is Code 9 and The Space Ape with Backward on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Understand this, who have to make a decision. Mashing up the system with a paraflexible earring. Fling this blasted sinting away from my audio addiction. The truth lies, somewhere between a lie and a fiction. There's no use blaming the haze we are chasing. Servant and master. Strange old things seem to remain the same. When all the while we are trying to make change. Watch how the mutants, them a fight and a struggle. Pushing up themselves to find space in the middle. To be seen, is what it all seems to mean. When big things are gone on no surprise. How it bleeds you dry of the things you have in your eye. Me as a man won't tell anybody what to do. But there's an abstract black hole laughing after you. Creating biological bonds more mystical than sun. If your mind looks sharp, you have to ask what this thing will happen. To filling up your head with all these quotes from the scripture. To rupture a structure, how to make this thing corrupt here. Testament, I
say to the spirit of your culture. Strange old things seem to remain the same, when all the while we are trying to make change. Twist the line out of all recognition. Understand this, who have to make a decision. One step forward, watch out, two step back. 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 One step forward, watch out, two step back.
Shattered by the sun, I walk a road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. Three lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson. Shutters on the dreams. I wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The black queen chants the funeral march, the cracked brass bells will ring to summon back the fire witch to the court of the crimson. Thank you.
The gardener plants an evergreen, was trampling on a flower. I chased the wind of a prison ship to taste the sweet and sour. The pattern juggler lifts his hand, the orchestra begin, as slowly turns the grinding wheel in the court of the crimson.
That was one part of The Court of the Crimson King by Prog Pioneers King Crimson. You can find that on their debut album, In the Court of the Crimson King, which came out in 1969, and on the soundtrack to the film Children of Men. Children of Men was based on the P.G. James novel of the same name, which fleshed out the bleak life and descent into anarchy that an infertile world led to. The themes of loss and the promise of hope in the bleakest possible circumstances required a score that met those themes and flourished. Director Cuarón commissioned British composer John Taverner to compose the score for the film, which basically will follow almost in totality, although the entire original score actually contains a lot of his other works, including some stuff from Gustav Mahler and a couple other modern composers, too. Taverner is a direct descendant of the 16th century composer with the same name, and he's also an Orthodox Christian, which has been a constant source of inspiration in all his pieces. We'll start with his short piece, The Lamb, for String Orchestra, which was originally written in 1982 for his nephew for his third birthday. Afterwards, we'll dive right in with Fragments of a Prayer, the 15-minute piece written specifically for Children of Men. This is Radio Free GAC on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you.
That was John Tavener with Fragments of a Prayer, commissioned for Alfonso Cuarón's movie Children of Men, which was nominated for 3 Academy Awards, and it won 2 BAFTAs, the British equivalent, in 2006. Tavener's recent compositions share many traits with Estonian composer Arvo Pärt. Along with the sparse sounds, there's a strong religious element that pervades throughout his work, which complement the movie Children of Men brilliantly. In the background here, you can hear another Tavener composition with Yo-Yo Ma, David Zinman, and the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra with Part 2 of The Protecting Veil. And the Part 2 is called Annunciation. Anyways, time's almost up here for Radio Free Gak. If you missed any of this week's show, you can always check out the podcast from www.citr.ca, and you can always grab the playlist from my site in about an hour's time or so from my site, which is gak.ca. Coming up in a few short minutes will be The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and he has a guest with him tonight. They'll be interviewing, covering what's going to be happening in a couple weeks' time, which is the Vancouver Jazz Festival. Then, coming up at midnight, Vengeance is Mine, 2 hours of punk, presented by Trevor Fielding. You've been listening to Radio Free Gak. My name is Gak, and let's catch up in a week's time, shall we? Let's close from a song from a recent compilation called Variations in Time, A Jazz Perspective. Franco Michelizzi will have the flute sequence, so take care. You've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.